been a few weeks and we've been feeling it. We've been missing Lilian Chin from SBS World News. But it turns out that she's even upped her game online.
She could be coming back.
TV absence.
In a better, more exciting way. Obviously, there's been some crazy political stuff going on. One thing that some people might have missed during the spill and everything is Lilian jumped onto her Twitter account and she's tweeted four simple words. And the four words are, and this is just after Scott Morrison has taken over power, she's tweeted the words, "I can beat him." And she's...
I get goosebumps. Like, seriously, my arms, there's goosebumps. She has that power.
I absolutely love it. Richard Di Natale, leader of the Greens, he responded to the tweet and he wrote back just the words, "DM me."
Because he's such a millennial.
We've got to find out what's going on. And we've actually got Chris Lieben, who is the manager and business partner of Lilian Chin, on the line right now. Good morning, Chris. What are we...
G'day, guys.
Hi, Chris.
Chris, what are we to make of all of this?
What's going on?
Look, it's weird. It's weird. I didn't expect any of this to kind of take off, and I am currently now fielding emails from major political parties, which is not my forte, and I don't really know what to do with it.
Which ones? Can we ask which parties?
Yeah, who's hitting you up?
No. I mean, look, there's a few people who are contacting. The Science Party has been quite open about it.
Okay.
Which I didn't even know was a party.
Neither.
But then obviously...
obviously the Greens.
Harley has contacted us.
Yeah.
And maybe some other ones that I can't really talk about.
Well, she did, in the original tweet, she's done it at Australian Labor. So I feel like, would they potentially be on that list, Chris?
I mean, they definitely could be, couldn't they?
They could
okay.
be on that list.
So Labor and Greens could be. Who Lilian Chin tagged in that "I can beat him" post? She said, attention, Australia Labor Party and Greens.
Yeah.
And then use the fabulous hashtag Prime Chinister. Okay,
which I would
you've
love
got
to
my
see.
Vote. That's enough.
Well, that's a running gag we've had for many years. Leland always kind of talked about how she's really interested in gaining more power and eventually becoming the Prime Minister of Australia.
But you said it's a gag. Is it still a gag?
The government altogether and becoming Emperor of Australia.
Is it still a gag, though?
Yeah, I mean, if she's getting real messages, is she considering it?
Look, it is a conversation that we have to be having. The problem is she's currently on holidays in Singapore. So she comes back into the country on Friday. I'm meeting her at the airport, and then we have to have a huge chat about what the future may hold.
So we could... This is a real thing. This is grown. This is beyond a joke. We could be seeing Lilian Chin running for Prime Minister?
Well, not for Prime Minister, because, like, you know, obviously the parties have to pick her to do that.
Mm. Okay.
You know, she could be... Like, I wouldn't find it inconceivable that she would run as an MP.
She could be,
oh my god,
a chinister of some description. Maybe not the prime chinister,
yeah.
But a chinister.
Yeah, just a chinister.
I'm okay. Ecstatic. So you're saying Friday, we're going to perhaps. Well, you, Chris, are going to know a bit more about this because Lilian comes back from Singapore.
Yeah, yeah.
When would you look to make an announcement? Do you think?
I have absolutely no idea. It's something that we're going to try and keep to our chests.
Okay. I love it. Okay,
she's
Chris...
so mad on Twitter. I don't think you can.
Chris Lieben.
Yeah, I mean, look, it is a bit ridiculous. Like, this has grown in momentum a little bit. Like, there are literally people already mocking up posters for Lilian's prime chinistorial run, and they're putting them up in the streets. So it's already gaining a lot of traction. I don't think we need, like, funding.
No.
I think that Lilian's fans will just go out and get her elected by themselves.
Yeah, no budget for marketing because she sells herself. She's done that for decades on SBS World News. So it kind of writes itself, this story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, look, the Australian public wants her, and, like, who would be better to be an MP than the reader of world news for 30 years.
Mm.
She's incredibly informed. She knows the good side and the bad side of politics. She knows a lot of politicians, having worked as a journalist. She's kind of like the right fit, and she already has an audience that will listen to her.
I'm reading between the lines here. I feel like something's going to come out of this. Chris Lieben, manager, business partner of Li Lin Chin. Thank you so much for chatting to us. And I
Chris.
Can't wait I can't wait for a little bit of a chin spill potentially.
Oh, there will be no chin spill. Li Lin will not allow a chin spill.
Okay.
No one will be able to vote her out.
Oh my God, I love it. I'm voting for her because I'm so over the last one. Thank you so much, Chris Lieben, manager, business partner of Li Lin Chin.
Yeah, and you're hearing it here first. She's considering she's getting some DMs.
Amazing.